Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 3 of the Clear Mind podcast. We're going consistent. We're a day late on this one, but forgive me, I had an assignment to hand in, guys. Still a uni student, still needing to get that degree. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame me. But today, what I have for you are two beautiful pieces. You know, they're new on the website. Go check it out, www.clearmind.com. If you don't know, get to know. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check it out if they haven't already. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people deserve to read this shit, man. Make sure you let them. Make sure you let them. Don't be selfish. I don't like gatekeepers over here. I don't like gatekeepers. We share. We share the things in this life that are worth sharing. And my writing is worth sharing, okay? And here today, we'll be diving into this place, my piece, this place. And it's obviously about love, as we've come accustomed to in the first 3 episodes of the new era. But it's different. It's not... The other two were stories of love. This isn't necessarily a story of love, but rather just a view of it, as in an explanation, an exploration of how difficult love is and the anxieties of love. And I think this is very, very beautifully captured, if I do say so myself, in the way that the sea, the land and the sea, the beach, in the speaker's mind, in my mind, guys, this is a very me piece. Like, I am the person who wrote this, as in the speaker is me. Before sometimes the speaker is me in this one. And the person I talk about in this is my wife, the love of my life. You know what I'm saying? So, it doesn't really talk about my anxieties of love, to be fair. Like, it just talks about the need to be able to get over the fact that love is scary. Like, of course love is scary. You have to be vulnerable and intimate with the person that you're trying to love, the person who's trying to love you, in ways that are very, very, very exposing, very isolating at times. And it's difficult. It is difficult. And even today, this very day, me and my girlfriend were having a chat. It was literally like 6 hours of us talking. But like, those type of conversations are important in a relationship. They're so important because, you know, being able to talk about things that aren't necessarily even about each other, but just things that you're worried about, scared about, things that you've got concerns about, being able to trust in your partner enough to be able to talk to them about those things openly is something that's very, very important. And I think a lot of people don't really consider this anymore when they get into relationships. I feel like a lot of people kind of just, oh, I like the look of this person, they'll do. And that, obviously, my wife is beautiful. Oh, praise God, my wife is so gorgeous. But, you know, there has to be a lot more that comes with it than the surface level things. I think in this TikTok era of advice, in terms of relationship advice, people do tend to skate over things that are actually genuinely important. Oh, he'll peel an orange for me. You know what I mean? Like, he'll wipe down the counter for me. Guys, if you can't do those things, just... Anyway, let me not even get into that. We're getting away from the point of the podcast, which is the fact that I don't want people, you know, going on from what I was saying about TikTok and TikTok's advice and whatever, I don't want people to let stories of others cloud your own perception of love. So if you go on TikTok and you yourself have not been hurt by love, and you're hearing somebody who has been hurt by love, you do not need to feel guilty that you haven't been hurt by love. And if you have been hurt by love, you do not need to feel ashamed that you've been hurt by love, because love is unpredictable. It's mercurial. You cannot predict it at all in any way, shape or form. Like, the people that, like, the way that it works in this environment, in this time that we're in, culturally, economically, politically, you know what I'm saying? These things are very, very important, that you don't let other people cloud your own perceptions, because that isn't your truth. Like, it wouldn't make sense for you to carry anxieties that aren't yours, anxieties that you don't really have a reason to possess, other than, oh, you heard somebody else's story. And of course, it's important for you to be aware of these things, because otherwise you can get taken advantage of. But there's a difference between being aware of things and then taking them on as your own. And I think people do kind of tend to do that quite a lot. So I just wanted to make sure that I got that message out. In terms of the actual piece itself, like, I think the way that it's written, the lineation is very, very important. The pacing of it is very, very important. There's a section of it that rhymes a lot with each other, very almost poetic. And obviously that's when I'm describing my wife. duh, she deserves that beautiful flowery language. But like, I think in terms of the rhyme, what I want to show in the second half of the piece, when I'm actually talking about the love of my life, I need to talk, like, I need you guys to understand that you need to be assured in, first of all, what you can offer to other people, in, like, if you're single, obviously, and you're looking for love. You need to be assured in what you know that you can offer that other people can't. And in this place, for example, I state my reason being that I know who I am as a lover, and I know how I can, how many people feel when I love them. And how well I look after them and whatnot. That is something that I know I always do because I love heart, right? And there's things that are going to be individual to you, unique to you, that you're good at that other people can't do as well as you can. So be assured in what you can offer to other people, and also value the valuable. You have to value. You have to value the valuable. Like, you absolutely must, because it's all good and well knowing that somebody's valuable to you, or knowing that, you know, they hold a big part of your heart, or, you know, you care about them a lot. If you don't express that to them, that it means nothing. It means nothing. And, you know, it's not the same energy as if he wanted to, he would, because that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about even if it's not people, like, even if it's not to do with, like, things you love, like, say, for example, the way you love music, like, take the time. If people, like, I feel like people say they love music, they love the music that they listen to. That's okay. But don't say you love music when you don't, first of all. That's a separate thing. But, like, say, for example, you love music, you love football, you love basketball. This is just me, for example, yeah. Like, I take the time to make sure that I show those things love. I take the time to make sure that, you know, I give those things attention because they're valuable to me. Therefore, they deserve to be given priority in terms of my life and things that I do in my life, and that type of stuff is very, very important, very, very, very important. And when I talk about like the connectivity of art and whatnot, you guys have known that to be a theme of this podcast now. When I talk about the connectivity of art, I talk about my initial piece, the literature. Then I talk about the art in terms of the cover art, the paintings that I use from Pinterest that I get, that you can see on my Pinterest, which is connected to my website. So go check it out, guys, www.clearmind.com. Honestly, if you haven't, guys, go and take it in, man. Like, the collection is growing, and this is still just the creative collection. We haven't started the poetry collection yet, in terms of it's not live on the website. I'm working on it behind the scenes, guys, don't you worry. But there's so much going to be coming to the website, so get on it already before you get a mountain of pieces that, you know, people are telling you to read or have you read and you haven't read them. That would be awful. Jeremy, have you read Gideon's piece? Have you read Claire's piece? No, you haven't, because you're sat there like a bum, not reading my pieces, just listening to the podcast. Like, why would you even do that? But anyway, when I talk about connectivity, it's the painting, it's the writing, it's the music. And the music of this, if you follow me on Instagram, Claire Minds with a dot between, Claire.mind. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the way that I post these things, the way that I post these pieces, like, once they've been published to the website, is, you know, I put the piece, the title up, picture up, and the first line, and I always do a song with them. And then the song that I use in that is a song that I connect and talk about in the podcast episode. These type of things are important to me because I think music and writing should be connected more than we do connect them already, because really and truly all music is literature. Like, especially songs that have lyrics are literature, right? And that is important to note, because every single one of these songs is a poem, every single one of these songs is a story, every single one of these songs is a narrative. And when you then go to talk about projects and albums, EPs, that is when you get to the point of the musical equivalent of a novel. An album is the musical equivalent of a novel, right? And so when I talk about Sir's Seven Sundays, his album Seven Sundays, if you don't know who Sir is, go follow him. I think it's Inglewood Sir on Instagram. Go follow him, because it's a really, really, like, the way this man operates is beautiful to see. Like, he's such a good creative, and I think that I'm just inspired by him. He's a very, very big inspiration of mine. But I think that album specifically, Seven Sundays, shows the depths of love so, so well. Because that album, not only does it sound musically incredible, like, it's genuinely amazing. Like, there's so many different versions of love and stages of love and levels of love that are shown throughout the album. It's not just one consistent piece of one consistent portrayal of love, which obviously is okay. Over the course of an album, over the course of a novel, would get boring. Do you need some variation? So in different songs, for example, The Perfect Remedy, which to me is a perfect love song. Like, it's a beautiful, beautiful love song. It's filled with pain and it's raw and emotional and amazing. The instrumentals on it, the production on it, everything about it is beautiful. That's the song that I used to post, you know, this place to. But there's other songs on that album, In the Sky, You Ain't Ready, The Real, Right By You, that give off similar, different, completely different perspectives of love. And I think that's so beautiful from Sir to do. And, you know, there's not really much else for me to say other than I hope you guys enjoy my writing. We're getting into the era now. And this have consistency, you guys. Hopefully, you know, it's you guys are appreciating, because it takes time. It does take time. Having to run a website, a podcast, and having to be tapped in on socials. I'm literally about to record a TikTok after this. Like, hopefully it does numbers, guys. Go follow me on TikTok if you haven't already. Clear your mind. You'll find me. I promise. but yeah, like, just having to do all of that type of stuff, it's definitely a different type of workload to what I gave myself before, because obviously my podcast used to be a lot longer. I used to talk for a lot longer. It wasn't as connected with everything else I was doing. I obviously wasn't giving my writing as much attention as I do now. But I can see the analytics. I can see the way that you guys have taken to it. And thank you so much for the support, because it means the world to me. It means the world to me, because I really want to make this thing work. I really, really want to make this thing work, and I believe it can. But it doesn't work without you guys. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for reading my writing. Thank you for paying attention to me on socials, giving me your time, because we live in a world that's so saturated. So, so saturated. You could be listening to a song right now. You could be listening to any other podcast. You could be reading any other piece of literature. You could be, do you know what I mean? You could be with anyone else, giving your time to anyone else. And you choose to give it to me. And I very, very, very much appreciate that. But that's all for today's episode, guys. We'll be back next week with another piece, you know what I'm saying? With another exploration, another connection of art forms, do you know what I mean? Synergy and all of that. Also, let me know, guys, if you'd like to see like academic essays on my website, sorry. Because I was thinking about that. Obviously, I said at the top of the podcast, I said that I had an assignment to do. And that's why today's episode is on a Thursday rather than on a Wednesday. But, you know, if you guys wouldn't mind, if you guys would like to have academic pieces, academic essays, really getting into language and things like that, I will be very, very happy to put those on my website as well. But the demand has got to be there for that first, okay? But yeah, until next time, guys, thank you for listening. Don't die, don't commit suicide, and peace.